Hidden pools, secret gardens, hauntings, statues that look suspiciously like a certain former president. These are just some of the urban legends surrounding Arizona's three public universities. Rachel Leingang, higher education reporter for the Arizona Republic, decided to do some sleuthing to get to the bottom of some of them, and I recently met her on ASU's Tempe campus to go over what she found. We started in front of Old Main. We'll get to the myths about that building in a minute, but I started our conversation by asking her what got her thinking about all this.
There are so many myths on every university campus, and thinking back on my experiences at college, some of the ones I heard about ASU were the same, and I didn't go here. So there's always this lore that surrounds campus, and it kind of moves from class to class. You know, the upperclassmen will tell the things they definitely know aren't true to freshmen, and those freshmen will become seniors and pass it on, and it's just such a part of going to a college or university, you know, all of these different traditions and the specific tall tales that are unique to your school.
So we're standing outside Old Main here on the ASU Tempe campus, and the myth was that there is a swimming pool somewhere within the confines of this building, is that right?
The myth is that it's on the roof.
That looks really hard. It's a slanted roof. How would they even put it up there?
It's impossible. I mean, I'm sure it's possible in some realm, but if you looked at the building, I think this is like a self-debunking myth. If you saw the building, it'd be pretty clear to you that there is not a swimming pool on it. But these sorts of things, the swimming pool one, it doesn't just pertain to Old Main. We've heard it about Taylor Place, one of the dorms downtown. You hear it about various like academic dorm office buildings, mostly, I think, as a way to make gullible freshmen try to break into places they shouldn't be trying to get into, or maybe do a little bit of trespassing. Yeah, but pretty clear to me this does not have a pool on it.
Is it safe to say that for all of the places that you looked at throughout the three universities in Arizona, that the only pools that they have are the ones like either where the swim team has its meets or in a fitness center or gym, something like that?
There seem to be no secret pools, although you never know. I mean, if they're truly secret, I probably wouldn't have found out about them.
So as far as you can tell, that fountain out in front of Old Main, only water to be found other than like in a bathroom or a drinking fountain.
Yeah, and you probably shouldn't swim in it, but you know, it's 100 and some degrees. I wouldn't blame you.
All right, so you looked at a couple other myths on the ASU campus. Can we go take a look at a couple of them?
You bet.
Our first stop was a brick building with some columns in front of it. But Leingang says it's what happens inside that's the stuff of legend.
This is allegedly haunted. It's the Matthews Center. It used to be a library, one of the first libraries on campus. And the rumor, or I don't know if it's a rumor, I guess. I don't know how you confirm or, you know, disconfirm hauntings. But the word is that there's a woman, especially, that kind of roams the halls. And people have reported it for quite a while. The state press is located in here. So we've heard it from a lot of people who worked at the state press that they're always working late nights and there's just an eeriness and they've seen things and felt things. I don't know if it's true. I don't know how you know a haunting is true, though. That's something I struggled with. So
yeah, this one would be a tough one to confirm or deny, I would
think.
Right.
I mean, your own feelings, if you feel like you've been the subject of a haunting, I mean, I'm not going to try to tell you you weren't, right? So, but some of the other ones were a lot more extreme than this one. Like, there's an old Air Force hospital on ASU West campus. That one seems to have a really strong vibe that pretty much everyone who's gone there has been like, this place has got some eeriness and they've seen weird things.
All right, so another place that you had identified on the ASU campus that people had sort of, there have been rumors about, myths about, it actually does exist, right?
Yes, the secret garden. It's not even really very secret, but it is secluded and a little bit difficult to get to.
All right, let's go track it down.
Okay.
A short walk later, we were just outside the secret garden. A bit hidden, sure, but definitely not a secret.
Okay, so the way you get in here is kind of weird, which I think is contributed to, is this real, is this not? So you walk up a ramp. We're on the south side of West Hall and Dixie Gamage Hall. In between the two, there's a little ramp, and then you go down. Look like you're going anywhere, so I think people maybe abort mission, like right here.
Kind of looks like you're going into a building.
Yes, but you're not. You're going through a little tunnel and then back up, and then you're in the garden.
Ah, it's a garden.
It is indeed a garden. There's a nice fireplace, and there's a bunch of exotic plants in here. really nice trees, really like old school fireplace. It's a pretty nice place.
Yeah, I could see why somebody might call this a secret garden, even though there's nothing stopping you from coming in here. You just probably wouldn't know it was here.
Right. And when you do come in, because right now there's no one here. I mean, it's summer, so campus is kind of dead, but I don't know. You kind of feel like you're not supposed to be in here. It's definitely open to the public, but it feels a little like a clandestine mission or something. I don't know.
Like maybe you're going to keep looking over your shoulder every 5 seconds while you're in here to make sure nobody's going to come kick you out.
Exactly. So the first time I came here, that's basically what I did. I was kind of moving around and taking some photos, and I was like, I got to get out of here because someone's going to tell me to leave. But no one's going to tell you to leave. It's open. You can come hang out.
Do you get the sense that some, most, or all of these myths are just sort of in good fun, like upperclassmen trying to goad gullible underclassmen or see how far they'll go or just sort of create something kind of special and unique to their particular campus?
I think that's definitely the case. I think it's something that, you know, if you've decided to go here for 4 years, you like this place, you probably love this place, you want to tell other people about like the fun things that you learned, and you want people to have to learn those for themselves, right? You're not going to tell them, hey, someone's going to tell you there's a pool on Old Main. There's no pool. But you kind of let it live and let it ride and see how long these things can perpetuate. And some of them have gone on for decades. These have been rumors. And I don't know, I find it all pretty, pretty enjoyable.
That was Rachel Leingang, who covers higher ed for the Arizona Republic. We were on ASU's Tempe campus checking out some of the sites that were the subject of a recent article she wrote, looking into some of the myths and urban legends surrounding Arizona's three public universities.